Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation. Back in the late 60s, I was attending Wayne State University in Detroit. I had enrolled in a liberal arts program within the university called Monteith College. It was a very progressive school for the day, and many of the professors were on the cutting edge of higher education. In fact, I recall one professor that conducted an experiment at the Detroit Metropolitan Airport using an idea pioneered on television by a fellow named Alan Funt. Do you remember his program? Yeah. If you do, you're probably as old as I am. Yes, smile. You're on candid camera. Well, what my professor did was similar to what Alan's program was about. He set up a hidden camera, created a situation which required people to respond or not, and recorded their responses. Oh, you still see it today, don't you? How many have seen the one where a man walks into a porta potty? As soon as the door closes, this crew sets up the meeting room directly outside the door of the porta potty and has a bunch of people sitting around a table when the fellow exits from using the john. Well, he sees a bunch of people in a board meeting and his response is recorded. Well, anyway, back to my professor. So he sets up a hidden camera and records people getting off the first plane, following the signs to baggage pickup. Nothing unusual at all. Before the second plane people disembark, he hangs a sign up on the wall just below the baggage pickup. Sign which reads, "Wet paint, do not touch." He then records the second plane people. Then he walked past the wet paint sign and did nothing. But an amazing number of people went up to the wall and touched it. Now, if that wasn't funny enough, he took down the sign for the third plane people. Then in class, as we're watching the film, he stops his recording and asks us, at that particular point, how many people do you think touch the wall on the third plane? Well, everyone said, no one. We were right. And then he said, so, if you're so smart, why did anyone on the second plane touch the wall? Well, the consensus was because they were told not to. What is that about us? We do the very opposite thing we're told not to do. St. Paul, writing to the Romans, said, "For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep doing." Let's spend the rest of this meditation contemplating this human behavior. Think about the things you do that you know are wrong or bad for you. Is it because you're being told not to do it? Then think about other people in your life. Are you trying to get them to do something or not do something? And they're not doing what you want them to do? Maybe it's the wet paint, do not touch principle. Well, you have some time to think about this, or not.